So thanks a lot for joining us, James.
Hi, Donny. Thanks for having me.
I imagine it's a good step for you, James, against League Three now. The fact that this is going to be voted on by clubs and clubs' voices are going to be heard.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we always suspected and sort of knew that the clubs were going to have the eventual vote on it, but it's good to have clarity on it. The Football League had a meeting of their member clubs yesterday where the EFL trophy was top of the agenda. The clubs have now had a chance to have their say on it. Some of them have taken the fan consultation on board in view of that. And so, there's a vote now at the AGM with three options to either revert the EFL trophy to a new slightly tweaked format that still includes B teams, to revert it back to the format it was, the original sort of Johnson's Paint trophy with just League One and League Two teams, and the other option is to scrap it entirely. Our preferred option would be the second one, to revert it back to how it was. It's still not perfect. It still needs changes. It still doesn't answer, it doesn't answer to the needs of the fans or the clubs, really. The clubs, don't necessarily make money off it naturally, but there are still tweaks and changes that can be made to benefit the competition, make it worthwhile for fans and clubs. So that's the option that we're going to lobby for. But on the whole, it's pretty positive that there's just going to be a clear vote from the clubs, and that there's time for supporters to lobby the clubs before that vote.
I was going to say, you must be proud of everything achieved this year, because obviously with the B team boycott, what we've seen with the Checker Trade Trophy, obviously it's been, I think it's been laughed at for the most part, the actual Checker Trade Trophy, but it actually is the fans that have had their voices heard in this now.
Well, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, nothing's yet been decided. And there's still the possibility that this format can continue in a slightly tweaked format. I mean, one of the issues that we've always tried to cover is lack of support or representation in the game as a whole, not just with regards to the Checker Trade Trophy, not just the Football League, in all divisions and all clubs. We would call for clubs and governing bodies to take supporters' views into account far more so than they do at the minute. It is a positive step that there's time to lobby those clubs, and yes, we'll certainly work hard to try and make sure that they're represented in this vote. In terms of how it's gone and how happy we are, proud we are, well, the boycott went pretty well. There's things we could have done differently. We learnt a lot. The final was a bit difficult to take, in all honesty. I think the Football League were very lucky that two clubs the size of Coventry and Oxford got there, and 74,000 attended. Fair play to everyone that went. And we think it would have sent a stronger message not to attend, but can't decry anyone just going and watching their team. That's what football fans are all about. But on the whole, feeling fairly confident going into it, and I am fairly confident that we can, try and get a vote that's acceptable to everyone, to the clubs and the fans. There are changes that need to be made to the competition still, certainly. And I think it would be a shame to scrap it. Some people are calling for it to be scrapped, and again, that's totally understandable. There's so many fixtures now, and clubs are still charging £15-20 at times to go see these games, and that's a lot of money for a game that people don't really care about. So there are tweaks that need to be made, but on the whole, feeling fairly positive and fairly confident.
Yeah, I can imagine that, James. I certainly can. And when you say that sort of some tweaks and here and there for what was the old JPT competition, if they are going to revert to something like that with just League One and two teams, what would you like to see brought forward in that to really relaunch the competition once again?
It's a tough question, because I'm not a Football League fan by nature. I'm a non-league fan. I'm a Southport fan. I ran the campaign to protect clubs like mine. Ironically, Southport are on the verge of relegation, and any of the proposed plans for B teams that we've seen over the years wouldn't affect my club, actually. So it's not really for me to say what changes should be implemented, but there's been a lot of discussion about maybe adding conference clubs. There's been a lot of discussion about maybe the possibility of changing how regionalisation works, changing whether it's a group stage or not. There's so many different opinions on that. Now, we as a campaign have never been able to look at the feedback we've got and say this is the preferred option for everyone, because there isn't one, actually. But when you have a competition that's so devalued by its own clubs and its own fans, then something has to change. But I stand by what I said a few moments ago, where it would be such a shame to scrap this competition. Football League clubs have very few opportunities to try and get to Wembley. With respect to most of the Football League clubs, it's very, very difficult to get to an FA Cup final or an FA Cup semi-final and, you know, appear at Wembley, or the EFL Cup final. That's very, very difficult. So it is, you know, this competition was always designed and meant to be a chance for League One and League Two clubs to have some success and, you know, have a day out at Wembley and give their fans a great day out. But before then, no one's really interested. The EFL have admitted that themselves. You know, they said some of the clubs would prefer to just be knocked out in the very first instance. But I don't feel that the Football League has ever presented another acceptable scenario or another acceptable format. If you looked at either adding National League teams, as some have suggested, or tweaking the regionalisation, or tweaking the group, whether it's a group stage knockout and the prize money, and, you know, they're looking at the you know, the rules regarding player selection, player eligibility and youth development. There's so many different issues that come into account. So we as a campaign, we've never been able to point to a preferred format apart from anything that doesn't have B teams in it.
Yeah, that is very true, and it'd be interesting to see what the B teams actually thought of this going into it as well, because I don't think they will be as massively over-impressed with it either. Let's have a look at some of the tweets that have come in on this one as well. Tyler Cass fan got in touch, said, great work from Against League 3 this season, but the hard work continues. Sean Harvey won't go away, hashtag B team boycott, and created no B teams, but I like the idea of the group stage, no fines for playing youth players as well. I suppose that's one thing, Jamie, you know, as a Bradford City fan myself, it was a shame not to see some of the young players getting a chance in this competition that, you know, that they've worked hard, they would be able to put in a competitive game, but just not being able to actually play in the game. It was unbelievably frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely. I mean, youth development in the entirety of English football, not just in the Football League, but in the entirety of English football is such a hot topic right now. You know, that there is, I think, a general consensus from governing bodies themselves, from clubs, from, you know, commentators of the game, from campaigns like ourselves, that England as an entire nation is not doing the best possible job at youth development. We're doing a pretty good job, but we're not doing a World Cup winning job. So there are tweaks that need to be made to the youth development structures in place across the country. Now, the Football League certainly has a place in that development structure. Players do develop when they're at Football League clubs, and they develop very, very well. You know, there are so many examples of players coming through the Football League and going and playing for England. This competition, I think, again, by the EFL's own admission, hampered that a little bit for teams to be fined by playing their own youngsters. Now, that's an issue that they'll address, even if the competition continued as it was. The EFL have said that is a rule that would change, and that's a rule that would be looked at and reviewed. In the alternative rule structure released yesterday, I haven't committed it to memory yet, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not 100% sure on what those rules would be, but they have said that they would address that, and, you know, it was one of the hottest criticisms that came from member clubs. In youth development, we as a campaign, we don't have the answers, we don't have the skills or the expertise to say to governing bodies or people that run football, you know, this is the best way forward. I can't do that. We can certainly suggest things, and fans can certainly suggest things, as, you know, collectively. We might have that information if everyone can get together and come to that sort of consensus. But, you know, Football League clubs certainly do have a role to play in youth development of English youngsters, and I'm actually privately quite pleased that the EFL sees it that way, you know. But I do wish that maybe some of the cooperation they have with the Premier League makes that a lot more difficult. There are so many players that go and join a Premier League youth setup and will never play for the first team, and that actually harms their chances of maybe playing for a Football League club, maybe a tier down further along the line. So it goes back to an issue of stockpiling, which we've preached about so often. But there's a couple of issues there that can certainly be worked on. But I think on the whole, you know, they're aware of the issues. I mean, they're aware of supporter concerns, and I'm just really hopeful that this vote we can. You know, start afresh, really. Start anew. There is work to be done on youth development. Everyone can see that, but not what's been planned so far.
Yeah, you are certainly right there, James. And just finally, if people want to keep up to date with all the latest happening with it against League 3, where's best to go?
Our Twitter account is probably the best place to go, which is at Against League 3 on Twitter. But we do have a website, which is www.againstleague3.co.uk. It's the number 3 in both the Twitter and the website. So it's againstleague3.co.uk.
Well, James, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytime today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Danny. Always appreciate it. Cheers.
Thank you very much there, James Keir from Against League 3. If you were halfway through that interview, just tuned in and you missed some of it, remember, it'll be in our Audioboom channel, audioboom.com/RadioYorkshire, a bit later on today.